Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Yod Gimel. We are starting 17 lines up for the bottom at the two dots. And in the Vilna Tzuras Daf, it's Tes Amud Beis, the 10th line at the two dots. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sara, Basav Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we had just said that Kriyat Shema has all the Aseres Hadibros in it. And the Gemara continues talking about the relationship between the Aseres Hadibros and Kriyat Shema. Taman Taninon, we learned over there. Now this is referring to the Avodah, the Kaihanim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kaihanim of that Mishmar would come to the Beis HaMikdash early in the day. This Gan Kain Gadol, the deputy or the vice kohen gadol, he would instruct them to do as follows. Amar lehen hamamuna, the mamuna, the sgan kohen gadol would tell them, barchu bracha achas, make a bracha, vehin berchu, and they would make that bracha. Now the Gemara just pauses to explain, ma berchu, what bracha would they make? So Rav Masna Amar b'shem Shmuel, he explains, zu birchas taira, this is the bracha of taira, which means they would say Ava Rabba or Avas Olam, if they daven Nosach Svar, then they would say this bracha, that's the bracha that we're referring to, and that's called Birchas Taira because it is in some way like Birchas HaTaira, as we're going to see on Amud Beis. And we go back to this Mishnah, continuing to talk about what the Kayanim did. After they said this bracha, V'karu Aseres HaDvarim, they said the Aseres HaDvarim, meaning they said the Aseres HaDibrais, Shma, and V'hayim Shemaya, and V'yomer. Now Rav Zrikon and Rav Ami B'shem Rish Lakish, they say, Zois Emeres, we see from here that She'en HaBrachas Ma'akvois, the brachas themselves are not Ma'ake. They said the bracha of Ava Rabba, and then instead of going to Kriyashma right away, they said the Aseres HaDibrais. So it must be that you were able to say Kriyashma without saying the brachas of Kriyashma. But now Amar Rav Ba said, In min hada, if from that, less Shema mino klum, we don't learn anything from there. We don't see that the brachas aren't ma'akev from there. Why is that? Aseres HaDibrais, hein gufa shel Shema. Because Aseres HaDibrais, they are the very essence of Shema. Rav Masna, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Travai Hain Amrin, both of them say, Bedin hava shiu karin Aseres HaDibrais b'chol yom, really, every single day we should be saying the Aseres HaDibrais along with Shema, with Bnei Ma'in Karnoi Son. Why don't we say it? Bnei Tinas Haminin, because of the way that the Minim, that Bikarsim, would start up. Shaloi Yu Aymrin, so that they shouldn't say, Elu Levadim Nitnu Loi L'Moshe B'Sinai, it's only these that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Meaning, if we say Kriyat Shema with Aseres HaDibrais, so then the Minim, that Bikarsim, are going to target Amaratzim that don't know any better. They're going to say, see, this is all the Torah that we have. We just have the Aseres HaDibrais, and nothing else was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. And that's the only reason why we don't say Aseres HaDibrais along with Kriyat Shema. But really, the Aseres HaDibrais are linked to Kriyat Shema. And this is what we had said before. Now we just continue in this vein. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'Shem Reb Yudah Bar Zvida says, B'din Hoya Shiyu Karin Parshas Balak U'Bilam B'chol Yom. Really, every single day, along with Kriyat Shema, we should say the Parsha of Balak and Bilam, the whole story that happened where he tried to curse Klal Yisrael and it turned out to a bracha, and Upnei Ma'ein Karin Oysam, why don't we say it along with Kriyat Shema? Shalai La'atriach Ala Tzibor. So as not to be matriach, so as not to burden the Tzibor, it's a lot of psukim. That's going to be too burdensome to say it every single day. Now the question is, why would we say the Parsha of Balak and Bilam by Kriyat Shema every single day? And we have a number of answers for this. Reb Chuna Amar, he explains, Mnei Sheksiv Ba Shechiva V'Kima. That's because the Parsha of Balak and Bilam, the Pasuk says, Kara Shochav Ka'ari Uchlavi Mi Yikimenu. And we know that Kriyat Shema has to do with laying down and getting up. Rabbi Yossi Rabun Amar, he explains, Mnei Sheksiv Bahen Yitziah U'Malchus. That's because we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim and Malchus Shemayim. The Pasuk says, Kael Mitziah Mi Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk says, Usruas Melech Bay. And we know that Kriya Shema talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it also is Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim, that's Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekinu Hashem Echad. And lastly, Yud Gimel Beis on the top, Amar Belazar, he says, why would we say the Parsha of Balak and Bilam by Kriya Shema? Mnei Sheksuva Batayro Benevim Ubeksuvim. That's because it's mentioned not only in Tyra, but also Nevim and Ksuvim, this great nes that Hashem did for us. It's mentioned in Micha and in Yeshua and in Nehemiah, and this is such a great happening which is mentioned all across Tanakh. That's a reason why we should say it every single day, if not for the fact that it's a big tircha. And now continue talking about this Mishnah that we had mentioned. Amar lehen hamamuna, the mamuna told them, Baruchu bracha achas, make a bracha, vehin berchu, and they made that bracha, and ma berchu, what was the bracha that they made? Ma Rav Masna b'shem Shmuel, Rav Masna says in the name of Shmuel, Zu berchas Torah, this is the bracha of Torah, which we had said is Ava Rabba, the bracha we say right before Kriyat Shema. Now here we have a question. They didn't say the bracha of Yotzei Ma'ariv. There's a bracha before Ava Rabba, which is the bracha of Yotzei Ma'ariv. Why didn't they say that bracha? So Reb Shmuel, the brother of Berechia, explains, Adain lo Yotzei Ma'ariv. The Ma'ariv, the luminaries, haven't come out yet. It wasn't day yet. The Kehanim were assembled there very early, before the day had come, and so there was no Ma'ariv in the sky yet. B'tamer Yotzei Ma'ariv. So you want them to say Yotzei Ma'ariv? Now continuing to talk about what the Kehanim said, Ubeshabbos, when it was Shabbos, Sifin bracha achas, they added on another bracha, l'mishmer hayotzei, for the Mishmar that was leaving. Remember, the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris. Each Mishmar served a week in the Beis HaMikdash, and that Mishmar left on Shabbos. The Mishmar that was there the whole week did the morning Avodah, and the Mishmar that came in on Shabbos, they did the afternoon Avodah. So that Mishmar that was leaving blessed the Mishmar that was coming in. Mahu Bracha, what was the Bracha that they blessed them with? Amrav Chelba, he tells us, Zuhi, this is it. They would say as follows, Hashoichim Bayis Hazeh, the one that dwells in this house, which is obviously Hashem, Yita Benechem, he should instill among you, Ach, brotherhood, va'ava, and love, shalom, peace, v'reyos, and friendship. And now, as we had said in Amud Aleph, that we're going to be getting to a discussion that this bracha of Ava Rabba is considered somewhat like Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel tells us, Hishkim L'shanos, if a person gets up early to learn, Kaidim Kriya Shema, if he's before his recitation of Kriya Shema, Tzarech Levarich, he has to say Birchas HaTorah, like our Birchas HaTorah that we have as part of Birchas HaShachar. But L'achar Kriya Shema, if he's only sitting down to learn after he already said Shema, and Tzarech Levarich, he doesn't have to say Birchas HaTorah, because the Bracha of Ava Rabba is like Birchas HaTorah. Almost the entirety of the Bracha of Ava Rabba talks about learning Torah, so that's considered like a Birchas HaTorah in and of itself. Now Amar Avba, he tells us, V'hu Shashana Al Atar, that's only if he learns on the spot. Atar literally means a place, as we say in Kaddish, B'chol asar va'asar, in every place. Over here, it means he has to learn immediately after davening. He says Ava Rabba, he obviously can't learn then. He has to say Kriya Shema and daven Shemayna Esrei. He has to finish up davening. But if he sat down to learn immediately after davening, so then Ava Rabba is considered like Berchas HaTorah. Now we're going to have a little bit of discussion regarding when a person has to say Berchas HaTorah. Rav Chana Amar, Rav Chana says, Nirin Hadvarim, it seems logical to say as follows. Medrash, if a person's learning Medrash, now Medrash does not mean the Medrash that we usually refer to as Medrash. It refers to halachas brought out from Sukkim found in Mechilta, Sifra, and Sifri. So if a person is learning Medrash, Tzarech Levarech, he has to make Berchas HaTorah. However, halachas, if a person is learning regular halachas, we're going to explain that in a moment, Ein Tzarech Levarech, he doesn't have to say Berchas HaTorah. Now, Rav Chana differentiates between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. He holds that if a person is learning Torah Shebichsav, he has to say Berchas HaTorah, but if he's learning Torah Shebal Peh, he does not have to. So if he's learning Medrash, which are halachas that are brought out from Torah Shebichsav, as we said, it's Mechilta, Sifra, Sifri, it's based off of Psukim, that's something that he would have to say Berchas HaTorah for. But if he's just learning regular halachas, meaning he's just learning Torah Shebal Peh, so then he would not have to say Berchas HaTorah. However, Rav Siman B'Shem Rav Yishuv ben Levi tells us, Bein Medrash, Bein Halachas Tzarech Levarech. It doesn't make a difference if he's learning Medrash or Halachas, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, he has to say Berchas HaTorah. And Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Nagin Havinon V'Yosvin Kumay Rav, it was our minhag and custom, we would sit in front of Rav and we would be learning, and Bein Medrash, Bein Halachas, whether it was Medrash or Halachas, Zekakin L'Mivracha, he made sure that we said Berchas HaTorah regardless of if we were learning Medrash or Halachas. Now going back to talking about saying Kriya Shema, we had just mentioned the Kehanim saying Kriya Shema, and we continue with something similar. Tani was taught in a Braisa, Hakarim Anche Maimid, someone who says Kriya Shema with the Anche Maimid, Lo Yatza, he's not Yotze. Why? Kimachrim Hayu, because they delay saying Kriya Shema. Now what were the Anche Maimid? So we know that the owners of a carbon have to be present when the carbon is being brought. Now the carbon Tamid, which is brought every morning, that's a carbon Sibur. That's a carbon that really is all of Klai Yisrael's carbon. So technically, every single member in Klai Yisrael had to be present when the carbon tamid was being brought because it's their carbon. Now, since that's an impossibility, there was something called Anshei Maimid, the men of the Maimid. These were Yisraelim divided into 24 groups or 24 mishmaris, just like the mishmaris of Kahuna, and they were the representatives of Klai Yisrael to be there for when the carbon tamid was being brought. Now, there's a key difference between the Anshei Maimid and the Anshei Mishmar. The Anshei Mishmar, which were Kaihanim, they would say Kriya Shema very early before they started the Avodah because they were afraid that they were going to get so caught up with the Avodah they weren't going to end up saying Kriya Shema at all. However, the Anshei Maimid weren't actually doing the Avodah. They were present. They were saying certain tefillos. They weren't there for the whole thing. They didn't have to be involved in every step of the way. They're only involved in a limited way. So therefore, they didn't say Kriya Shema early. They said Kriya Shema after the Karban Tamid was brought. Now, when the Gemara says that one who reads Kriya Shema with the Anshei Maimid is not Yotze, it doesn't mean he's not Yotze, because obviously the Anshei Maimid were Yotze Kriya Shema. It can't be that they weren't Yotze Kriya Shema. It just means that they didn't say it at the optimal time at Nate. So that means that a person should not say Kriya Shema with Anshei Maimid because they're saying it later. A person should lechatchila say Kriya Shema around Nate's time, as we've learned previously. Now, talking about saying Shema later than a person should, Reb Zeir b'Shem Reb Ami says, that b'yomei d'Rabbi Yochanan, in the days of Rabbi Yochanan, havina nafkin l'tanisa, we would go out for a fast day, yudal ramad alaf on the top, v'kari shma, and say shma, basar t'las shayin, after 3 hours of the day, v'lehavim machi b'yodon, and he wasn't maicha, he didn't protest against us. Now we know that in times of Chazal, often a public fast day was declared. It could be for a number of different reasons, usually because there wasn't enough rain, and during these fast days, everyone would gather in the town square to daven. Now since it was very challenging to gather everyone into the town square, it would take quite some time, so they only got around to saying Kriya Shema after 3 hours of the day. They would say Kriya Shema then, and then say a special Shema Esrei and special Tefillahs for a fast day. So Rabbi Zeira is saying, B'Shem Rabbi Ami, that on these fast days, they would say Kriya Shema after 3 hours of the day. Now, it's important to note that they said Kriya Shema Bezmano, but they didn't say it with the Tzibur, they said it privately at home, and they only said Kriya Shema after 3 hours of the day with the Tzibur because they want to say it with Shema Esrei and the special fast day Tefillahs. And a similar story, Rabbi Yossi Rav Acha Nafkin L'Tanisa, they went out to town square because it was a public fast day. Asa Tzibura, the whole Tzibur, the whole congregation came, Umikri Shema Basar Talas Shayin, and they said Shema after 3 hours. But now the Gemara tells us, Bar Rav Acha Mochei Biyadon, Rav Acha wanted to be Meicha, he wanted to protest, why are you saying Kriya Shema so late? It's too late to say Shema. So Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi told him, Balei Kfar Karu Asa Bai Nasa, they already said it in its proper time at home. Klum Karin Asa Elo Kadei Lamed B'Tfila Mitech Tvar Taira, isn't the only reason they're reading it now is to be able to daven Shemayna Esrei through words of Taira, like we said in the beginning of the Masechta? So why would you be Meicha? Why would you protest? So Amar Lehi responded, Mipnei Hadyotais, because of the simple folk, because the Amaratzim, Shalayu Aimrim, said they shouldn't say, Vainasahin Karinaisa, that they're reading it in its proper time. Of course, these people said Shema in the proper time, but there are Amaratzim here that don't really know the difference, and they're going to think, oh, right now is the proper time to say Shema, so that's why I want to protest. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.